No Self-Respecting Villain, Lexman, written by This Bloody Cat, read by Smirking Cat. This is a Harry Potter fanfic with the pairing Harry Potter Draco Malfoy, and its rating is PG-13. Summary. Malfoy is sort of alright these days, except when he really isn't. Our first notes. Drabble number 4 for the lovely Capitu who requested Draco, Harry and their cat. This is silly and short, surprising. I know I've never written anything silly, but I hope you like it anyway. Beta read by Ivao, that adorable person who puts up with my crap on a daily basis. Whatever would I do without you? Reader's note. This is a prize this bloody cat has won from me during a silly game we both played and I promised her a prize. And going through what I could gift her with, I was like, okay, any prize from me to her deserves to have a cat or some form of cat in it. So I went with this one. TBC, I hope you like it and enjoy and see my weird accent as a bonus and a token. Please enjoy. No Self-Respecting Villain, Lexman. Malfoy, that's how it always starts. Thought I asked you to keep that beast out of my room while I'm gone. His name is Leo. He will get mixed up if you keep calling him different names, Malfoy says. Plus, he's been extremely well behaved today. He reaches down over the armrest to scratch behind the niece's ear. Haven't you, little one? Then how come my books are all over the floor? Again. It's becoming a routine of sorts, this thing with the needle, and Harry still hasn't figured out why Malfoy does it. He's just trying to get a reaction out of you, Hermione keeps telling him. He's a git. That's just what gits do, Ron says time and again. But in truth, Harry thinks Malfoy has become almost tolerable over the years. Except then he will go and pull something like this and deny it when Harry gets home, all while lounging shirtless on Harry's sofa. What's up with that? How should I know? Malfoy stretches languidly and for a moment looks every bit like his feline companion, except nowhere near as hairy and definitely a great deal sexier. And still, much too shirtless for Harry's comfort. Perhaps you thought it would help your study process. Merlin knows you need all the help you can get. Meanwhile, the needle just sits there, on the ground. He sits there giving Harry that look of immense distaste that seems to be meant for Harry alone. Come to think of it, there's a very Malfoy-esque quality to that look. Funny that. What is it that they say about pets and their owners? In any case, I'm sure it's a massive improvement over your usual mess. My room is not. Remind me again why I decided it would be a good idea to invite you and your menace of a needle over to my flat. If memory serves, you said it would be convenient, what with us being in training together, Malfoy smiles innocently, which I've come to realize was the Gryffindor way of requesting an easy access to my potions and antidote notes. Malfoy is infuriating, absolutely infuriating, with his bare feet and his bloody needle and his too perfect skin and his hair slightly mussed from lying down and still no shirt. What the hell is his problem with shirts, for fuck's sake, Harry wonders. Embarrassed and frustrated because Merlin, he wants to touch Malfoy and nothing good can come out of this silly infuriation of his. Besides, you love Leo to bits, Malfoy adds. I saw the both of you cuddling before the Muggle box the other day. Don't think I've forgotten. We weren't cuddling. I was watching the game when the thing just jumped me out of... Potter! He's not a thing! Malfoy snaps. The needle hisses. Of course the needle would hiss, as if Malfoy need any help feeling validated in his kitten-rescuing ways. See? Now you've hurt his feelings. No wonder he doesn't like you much. Harry sighs. If only it were just the needle. Some days it feels like life, in general, doesn't like him much. The end.